the Republican ticket for 2012, Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. In his bid to become the 45th president of the United States, Mr. Romney has highlighted his business experience as ensuring his ability to fix the U.S. economy.
I understand those things. I want to bring that understanding to make sure we can create good jobs for every American that wants a good job.
If elected, Mr. Romney says he would lower taxes, cut government spending, reduce the budget deficit, and repeal President Obama's signature health care law. He says he'll create 12 million new jobs during his first four-year term. Mr. Romney made millions as a top executive with Bain Capital, one of the world's largest private investment firms. He helped rescue the 2002 Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City from financial distress and served one term as governor of Massachusetts. Mr. Romney fell short in his first try for the Republican nomination 4 years ago. But he prevailed this year over more conservative rivals Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich and overcame doubts about his Mormon religion. Governor Romney now leads a party committed to defeating President Obama in November, says analyst John Fortier.
Mitt Romney may not be the most enthusiastic candidate, but the prospect of beating Barack Obama, a person that Republicans disagree with very strongly, is a very strong motivating factor.
On foreign policy, Mr. Romney says President Obama has damaged relations with longtime ally Israel and has not been tough enough with Iran, China, and Russia. He's criticized the president for his handling of the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Four Americans died in that attack.
And in dealings with other nations, he has given trust where it is not earned, insult where it was not deserved, and apology where it is not due.
Mr. Romney has focused on the weak economy. In his first debate with President Obama, Mr. Romney also promised a bipartisan approach to governing if elected.
And Republicans and Democrats both love America, but we need to have leadership. Leadership in Washington that will actually bring people together and get the job done, and could not care less if it's a Republican or a Democrat. I've done it before. I'll do it again.
Mr. Romney's poll numbers rose after the first debate, and many analysts say the race is now too close to call. Some analysts say that the portrait that's painted of Mr. Romney will define the outcome on November 6th. Peter Brown is a Quinnipiac pollster.
There is a race to define Mitt Romney to the American voter. And the race is between the Obama people who want to define him negatively and the Romney people who want to define him positively. The campaign that does the best job defining Mitt Romney is going to win.
Mitt Romney is 65 and has been married to his wife, Ann, since 1969. And they have five sons. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.